Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. This show is heard on WBCQ, The Planet, every Monday and Thursday evenings. I believe Monday is at 7 p.m. and on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. WBCQ, which broadcasts out of beautiful Monticello, Maine in Arista County. You can also pick up the show on YouTube. I will definitely upload this program to our YouTube channel. And Podomatic, which is our platform for our flagship platform for our audios. And you can also pick it up on iHeart and Amazon and a half a dozen others. So and this show is brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp. And our camp is filling up fast, July 14th to the 19th. In the beautiful Singing Hills Christian Camp and Conference Center in Plainfield. And we have a ladies' retreat coming up in a few weeks in Alton, New Hampshire, as well as a weekend retreat and all kinds of activities in between. To learn more about us, visit our website, campconstitution.net. Well, I have a guest for a change. We haven't had one in a little while. It's Mr. James Harrison, and he lives in Delaware, Ohio. And I'm very familiar with Delaware, Ohio, because I used to get out there about once every 2 months for 4 or 5 years. And I think we first reached out to each other during the our Christian flag lawsuit. And we had a lot of common friends, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, of course, Jack McCarthy, who once was called the most dangerous man in Maine. he used to work at that title, by the way. He really deserves it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your ministry, and then we'll talk about your project that you're promoting.
Thank you, Hal. I really appreciate the opportunity today, and it's a blessing to be on your show. It really is, brother. You know, we do have common ties, and I want to get into the Delaware City, Ohio, because you had a great deal to do with what I've been doing for the past 3 years. I am a retired business owner. I am a director of the Natural Family Foundation, naturalfamilystrong.com. By the way, we are not a foundation, but the natural family is. That's why we call it the Natural Family Foundation. We're speaking that into existence, and God created that a long, long, long time ago. There's a lot of things I can get into. I got bit by the righteous bug about, 36, 37 years ago. I had a thriving business. I was an executive recruiter. I was very, very good at what I was doing. I was working out of the house. And I was at the mountaintop. I'm where everybody wants to be. Didn't have any employees to mess with. I was making as much money as I wanted to make, and working whatever hours I wanted to work. Spent a lot of time with the family, And my journey is interesting because when I got bit by the righteous bug, I figured, okay, there's an issue in America, and we all can admit to that now. It's not been getting any better. And I said, okay, I'm going to get the right individual elected to office. Well, I did that for about 10, 12 years. And you know how well that worked, right? I mean, look where we are today. So I'm going, okay. As goes the church, so goes the nation. So I'm going to go to the pastors, and I'm going to try to get the pastors to speak relevant sermons where their congregation will be salt and light in the world. As a matter of fact, we stood in front of a mega church after asking them very nicely for several weeks to please start preaching relevant sermons. They had a nice cafe there. They had there were 5, 10, 15,000 people, Saturday night service, Sunday morning service, three of them.
Churchianity.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, a business. And we couldn't, they just wouldn't budge. As a matter of fact, we ended up standing outside of the church with huge signs, 5-foot by 8-foot signs, help us save babies, help us save marriages, Christian men, get in the battle. Well, they liked it so much, they took us to court and got a restraining order and basically kicked us off.
Isn't there some kind of passage in the Bible that we shouldn't be, Christians shouldn't be suing each other, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Christians kicking Christians off of Christian property. It's an interesting, anyway, concept. So I'm getting frustrated, and I ran into a fellow that worked for a large organization. He did some management consulting, and he offered his services free. I said, okay, we got this church thing is it. If we don't get the church going, then nothing else is going to work. And as we're talking, he's talking about the seven mountains areas of influence. So it could be the news media, it could be education, the church. And I said, stop right there. It's the church. If we don't fix the church, nothing else is going to work. And then he went into the family and then the other. And as we were talking, I suddenly realized that, you know what? The family's pretty important here. As a matter of fact, if the family's broken, how can you have a whole church? How can you have a whole nation? And I came to the realization that God didn't make a mistake when he created the family as a first institution for the benefit of man. That was purposeful. You know, how do you know you have a father? What does a father in heaven mean to you if you don't have one here on planet Earth? And the family relationship.
Let me just quickly interject. When I taught Sunday school some years ago, I always went over the different levels of government. The first level is self-government,
Yes,
which
sir.
is an important. The second, and I think the most important, is family government, where if the family took care of its own and maybe another family, there wouldn't be any need for a welfare state. So go ahead.
Well, can you imagine, and we'll get into to the purpose and one of the positives of what we're doing is if America, the Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish.
People perish, yeah.
If America, the vision in America, you know, Ronald Reagan had an executive order, and that executive order said, if you make a law or you do something that's detrimental to the family, don't do it. And that's what we need to see as a nation, is we need to recognize the critical importance of the family. And I'm not just talking about any family. You can marry your dog and call it a family, or tree and
That's
call
right.
it a family.
That's right.
But it is the natural family, which is one biologically born woman, one biologically born man, and a lifelong committed monogamous relationship. How things would change if that were our vision. Think of what would happen to abortion if we had that vision. Think of what would happen to marriage and divorce. No fault divorce, out the door.
That's right.
LGBTQ gone. Here's a big one: crime. In the family, God has set this up. It's God, Jesus Christ, man, woman, children. That is a vertical relationship. Children need to learn authority early on, and the best place to learn that is in the family. As a matter of fact, they need that. The father needs to be, and that's one of the weaknesses we have in our families now. The father needs to be the leader of that family. Look at
I
it.
read a statistics, and I can't remember. It was at Barna, the Barna research. They said that 85% of children, when they come of age, if their father isn't in the household or actually going to church, so mom drags them to church, but dad's not involved, 85% of those children, when they reach the teenage years or adult years, will not go to church. They will reject the faith.
Occam's razor, it's so obvious. Psychologist, sociologists, historians, and criminologists will all repeat what you're saying, brother. If that family base isn't there, then there's going to be issues. And I know that personally because I grew up in a broken family. I'm not going to go into detail on that other than to say, because I didn't have that father in my family, the one that loved me and wanted me to be part of that family, I had a vacuum to fill. And I spent a good part of my early life trying to fill that vacuum with what? Well, alcohol, sex, sports. Some do it with gangs, business. I mean, being successful in business, all those things, but they never fill the gap.
That business can be an idol. It's like
Yeah.
the Old Testament, you look at idols that were made out of gold and bronze and stone, and to say, oh, that's superstition. But today we, as a country, actually as a culture, worship idols like sports, like a job, things of, so they're not, we're not exactly worshiping statues, but we're still worshiping idols.
Amen, brother. Amen. So, in the area I live in, the city of Delaware, and this was in 2021, initiated the first time an LGBTQ Pride Month. So the next year, I'm going, wow, what am I going to do? And what I like to do, Christians are known for complaining. I'm sorry, but we're and
Oh, yeah.
conservatives, We're always complainers. We complain about this. Well, guess what? You leave it to the other people to do, and then you get doo-doo, and then you complain about the smell. Okay. Well, I want to take a positive approach to this. I didn't want to complain. So what I did was ask the city council in March of 2022 to consider a family month, a natural family month from bookends. Mother's Day to Father's Day, first week being Mother's Day week, second week Children's Week, third week would be grandparents, fourth week, very inclusive celebration, by the way, the rest of the family, all the extended family, and then it ends on the week of the day of Father's Day, the week coming up to Father's Day. And they didn't know what to do with that, Hal. And something you did 5 years prior to that, God is so good, he is so good. And I think it was May or June of 2022, the Supreme Court came down with a decision 9-0 that you all could fly a Christian flag in Boston, the city of Boston. That information got to the city council right after I made the request. They didn't know what to do. I think they were going to try to refuse me. Go ahead.
No, that's right. No, go ahead. Because I that's you reached out to me about that time.
And it was just absolutely incredible. So they didn't do anything. They didn't have a gay pride month. They didn't have a natural family month. But you can see the power of just asking. And I'm going to be honest with you, Hal. When you talk to city council and you ask for something, you never get responses. Never, ever. I got responses from over three quarters of the city council members responding to me. Now, it wasn't positive necessarily, but they responded
That's
because
right.
they didn't know how to respond to that request. It made too much sense to them, and I wasn't complaining. Wait a
Right,
minute.
exactly.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be complaining. Why aren't you complaining? We don't understand that. So since that ask, you opened up a door for the natural family month, and we've been getting churches trying to get a city to make a declaration. We haven't got that yet. The state of Idaho, the House has already passed bipartisan a they call it a traditional family month, but it's a natural family month. They mentioned biological male and female, that they're asking to do that, and it's now in the state Senate. And there's a little hesitation there, so we're hoping that the state Senate will come to its one of the things that you're going to hear as
So
a
let me ask
complete.
you, was that initiated by people in your circle?
Yes.
No, wonderful. Keep me abreast of that, if you could. I'd love to stay on top of that.
I will.
Let me mention too, in Montgomery, Alabama, last year, motivated by our lawsuit, some black conservative Christians tried to petition the city to fly de declare, I think it was a month of October, Christian something or other month, Christian Awareness Month, something like that. And the city initially voted in favor of it. The mayor, on his own, flew the rainbow flag in June of last year for the first time. So this is what motivated. So that they were doing the same thing. They weren't complaining. They were just taking, and their goal was to not have any flag flying. That was their ultimate goal. And that's what happened. The city council voted the right way the first time, then they got wishy-washy, reconsidered, and then they and Liberty Council, it was a Liberty Council attorney that was sort of consult that was consulting them, and I was pretty excited about that. And so they just said, okay, no more third-party flags. But here in Nashua, New Hampshire, this coming Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we're going to be raising the Christian flag. It's some folks that were have been motivated by our case as well. So I'm going to be there in support and giving some also speaking. No, go ahead. Sorry.
How, first of all, this is very important, okay? Christians, stop complaining,
That's right.
stop feeding on that, and start doing.
Start
Oh,
doing.
what am I supposed to do? Do you see a need out there? I mean, unless you're deaf, dumb, and blind, you see a need out there. Consider that your calling, but I don't know what to do. Well, okay. Just say, okay, where's the problem? Where's it at? Let me go and at least go to a city council meeting or go to a school board meeting. or go to an activist group meeting, go to a Tea Party meeting. Just start doing. And it's kind of like a football team. It's like you get in the huddle and referee's looking at the watch and he's going, well, okay, come on. I'm gonna
Right.
call a
Delay
delay
a
of game.
game.
Yeah, but we're still thinking. We're still thinking. Okay. And so they call a delay of game and you get 10 penalized 5 yards and you get back in the huddle and you're still thinking and you're still thinking. That's where we are as a church. We're still thinking. Run the play. You know, if you lose 5 yards, that's okay. You've learned something. And
That's right.
one of the advantages that I have, and I kid about this, but God loves, look, when I lose, well, when I win, I don't really learn a whole lot. But when I lose, I learn much, much more. So God loves me enough to let me lose most of the time. And I'm grateful for that. Okay, I look at those lessons you learn from and you take them and you go forward with them. You know what won't work, so just keep crossing it off and
That's
keep
what that was
moving.
Edison's approach. You know, Edison, he would have hundreds of experiments on the light bulb, and then he said, "Well, there's another thing I know won't work." So he looked at every failure as a building block to success, and we can take that in the spiritual world as well.
There's only one place that that doesn't work, and that's with a golf swing.
I had a friend
Seriously.
that said, "I have one wife, two sons, one dog, and a set of golf clubs, all of which I love, none of which I understand."
That's so true. That's so true. Let me tell you the beauty of a natural family month celebration. First of all, you are going to drive public servants crazy. They don't know what to do with this. You're also going to drive those that are promoting something outside of the natural family crazy as well. Again, because you're not complaining, you're asking for something to be a positive. And it does drive them crazy. And they will call you names.
Oh, yeah.
And I can name, well, I can't name them on the program today, but like they will call you names. And that's
Let me
okay.
mention that I actually got a few death threats. I got a phone call. This was before the Supreme Court actually ruled on the case. This was in 2020. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was in 2020 in December. I was in the middle of moving up to New Hampshire, and this guy's he just ranting and raving. And then when the Supreme Court decided to take the case, some nitwit from California, he left a message on my phone. And I can't repeat what he said, but I actually converted it to a audio, a video on our YouTube channel. So you get people, you get, and if you look at the news, there was articles all over the place in various news outlets. And some of the articles were favorable, some of them were neutral, some of them were not. And on the left-wing sources, and I didn't have time to read every one of them. I just got a little sample. Just the vile and nasty stuff that's really, if you want to raise a Christian flag, big deal. But they saw it as a big deal because we're supposed to keep our mouth shut and stay in the four corners of our church. How dare we try to exercise the constant parts of the Constitution that was written by people of the Christian faith? So.
Amen. Yeah, it's again, you know when you're doing something positive when you hear them squealing, like
That's
we do
right.
all the time. The one of the, this the most this is beautiful. When you go to public officials, they may say to you, well, you know what? This might make feel somebody somebody might feel uncomfortable if we do this. Now, think about all the holidays, days and month-long holidays. Do a Google search and look at all the holidays. And they're all exclusive, every one of them, except one, and that is the natural family. It includes everyone. For starters, somebody out there, raise your hand if you're not here. You're either somebody's son or daughter, or you're at least somebody's child. Huh? Who does that exclude? Nobody.
That's right.
It is the most inclusive celebration that you could ever come up with, ever come up with. And if you get those kind of, if you're thinking about doing this in your community and you hear this might make somebody feel uncomfortable, just scratch your head and say, well, look, I don't understand. And it honors, look, it is called a evidence-based best practice. That is the natural family. An evidence-based best practice in business, supposedly in education, supposedly in government, we're supposed to use best practices. We've done this in the past and it's worked. Folks, there isn't anything better than the natural family. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the family getting together in the beginning.
Well, it's like the old saying, if you might be so-called pro-choice or pro-abortion, but thankfully your mother wasn't, or you wouldn't be here, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. So
So
again,
tell us about the campaign that you've what can churches, what can listeners and viewers do to participate?
And I don't know whether you can show these. You can put these up here, but we have in the background, you can see we've got two options on here. We've got celebrating our American tradition, Natural Family Strong. And we have another sign that'll say at the top, celebrating natural families, Mother's Day through Father's Day, and then Natural Family
I tell
Strong.
you what I'll do when I make the video. I'll see if I can incorporate some of the posters in the beginning and the end of the. I'll definitely put a link to your website where they can get copies of these posters.
We have banners, we have handouts. Some of the folks and are the number of states that are we even had a state in Oregon, a church in Oregon that did this last year. Crazy.
Great.
In Louisiana, one in Buffalo, New York, several in Ohio. I think there's a couple other states that I'm not thinking of right now. There's one gentleman from Wisconsin this year that is just going bonkers with this. He is getting signs made. And by the way, we can offer this. The quantity is 30. And if you go to the site, we'll have something on there where you can order them. You can get 30 signs for $200. Now, if you've ever done yard signs, 30 signs for $200 is unbelievable. It's too it, that this is shipped and withstands.
They vary depending on the quality. Are they double-sided signs too? They're
Yes, sir.
double-sided? Because I've had signs made up. I've got one sign that says fight racism, stop funding plan, stop defund Planned Parenthood, and I just made up the Ten Commandments, some signs of the Ten Commandments. So depending on the quality, and of course the shipping is really what kills you. Like, oh, I got a good deal, $5 a sign, and then you got to pay, if you got 100 signs, you got to pay $100 in shipping. So that's a pretty good deal. 30 for 200
Oh, it is.
with
It's
the
an
wire, with
incredible
the
deal.
wire holders. That's a very good deal.
And also, we want to encourage individuals. Instead of us sending out a sign to individuals out there, we're going to send them out to an individual who may have gotten with another individual who may have gotten with his church. And there's a couple three cases that already where they're ordering 60 signs or more, and they're going to give them out to church members, and they're going to give them out to community like tea parties and places like
I
that.
would encourage people to take pictures of the signs in front of the homes or businesses or churches too.
Yes, we have some of those. We just got a new webmaster, so we're overburdening him right now, but we need to get the pictures in front of churches. Some of these churches have had the signs out year round, which is amazing, but we only recommend from Mother's Day to Father's Day. And again, this is bookends, folks. This is so natural. It's insane that it's so natural. That and boy, if we started celebrating this, wow, are things, I'm guaranteeing you, things are going to change. Things are going, and by the way, monogamous relationships, okay, that's part of the natural family.
That's
You
right.
mean I have to be a virgin before I get married? If you want a solid marriage, look up the stats. Look up the stats.
That's right.
That's what's going to
Well,
happen.
the world will say, well, gee, you try on a pair of shoes before you buy them, as if somehow we're nothing more than a pair of shoes.
How there are spiritual and natural laws in this world that God created to support doing the right thing.
That's right.
Part of that
Amen.
is a child naturally needs a mother and a father. By the way, that's one male and one female. They get something different out of both of those, something complementary.
Yep,
But
exactly.
when you have a sexual relationship, and this is part of the problem with the gay community, they're encouraging children to have homosexual relationships. You remember that first relationship. It is the strongest relationship probably of your lifetime. And when you have that and then that's in your marriage, it just, man, it just 100 times helps you get through those rough times in the marriage.
Well, we just celebrated 31 years of marriage, my wife and I, and we're very, and I was giving a presentation on Planned Parenthood. I've written a book called The Racist Roots of Planned Parenthood and Its Legacy of Death, and how Margaret Sanger hated the idea of marriage. She thought marriage institution. I can't imagine not being married and not being a father. I just can't imagine life. And I know that in the Bible, that Paul considered his celibacy a blessing, and that some people are that way, and that's fine. But I just couldn't imagine being single, especially at my age,
Yeah, well, there's the rule, then the exception to the rule, and you're talking about the exception. And keep in mind, this is the exception to the rule. But stop right there. You're still a son or daughter, so you're
That's
still
right.
part of a family.
Well, yeah, you have you may have nephews and nieces,
Yep.
and you can be in a very important role in that. And I mean, there's a lot of people that have an uncle. That they, they're very, very close to, or not, they're very close to. In fact, I was that way, and I had great parents. They weren't perfect, and I know we're not perfect. People compliment us all the time. Oh, you guys did a great job raising your children. Yeah, we probably. I said, I think God was a little bit in that mix, just a bit, because where we messed up, God filled the void. At least we think we messed up, but we're very blessed with some wonderful children.
Amen, brother. Amen. And that is that, I graduated from college and
About
had to
I'm looking
work
down at
my
my stopwatch. I'm not it just keeps on fading, so I don't want to go. We have about a minute and a half left, so
Okay. Well,
yes.
I mentioned I went to college, and boy, I got my degree and I thought I was smart. And then I had children. Oh my goodness. What a learning experience. What a learning. You
Oh yeah.
just incredible. Being an aunt or an uncle is great, but being that mother or father, it's a special relationship, and it will always be that way. You can't change that. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Hey, put that sign out in your community. You might see a sign with a rainbow or something on it. Just stick that natural family sign out there and support the family.
Now, do you have like a news release that we can use, or maybe a model model resolution that we could introduce to town
Yep,
committees?
yep,
And
yep. We have those on the site.
oh, great,
Go to Natural Family
okay.
Celebration. It's a third tab there. It's a declaration for city, state, national government. Whereas there's four whereases. You got to have four
Whereas,
whereases. So we got the four
yeah. By the way,
whereases.
some of these might take, they may not get it done this year, but keep on applying, and eventually. And when people ask me what can I do, the first thing I say is pray, and ask God where He wants you, because there's a lot of people that may have incredible skills in one thing, but maybe God doesn't need you there. He needs you someplace else. I know people with electrical engineering degrees that become editors and writers, writers nothing to do with their trade. But there is a place for you, Lord. And it doesn't matter what age you are. And if you don't have an organization, start one. How many organizations are started in people's living rooms? Social media can be a curse, but it can be also a blessing, depending on how it's used. And reach out to us if you're looking for ideas, because we have people around the country that we might be able to put you in touch with. Between the two of us and other people we know, we can say, hey, you live in such a state, then why don't you reach out to, and we'll have someone contact you and reach out and see what you can do with your God-given talent. Well, we only have about 30 seconds left, so give us your website again.
Thanks, Al. It's Natural Family Strong, Strong, naturalfamilystrong.com. If you want to do something immediately on that site, there is a Natural Family Promise. Sign that. We've already got 1,000, well, close to 1,000 families that have signed that. Be a Natural Family Promise Keeper, folks.
Okay, you've been listening to the Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurliff. And until next week, may God richly bless you. And thank you, James, for being a guest.
You're quite welcome.